Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. And just a very few months, we'll celebrate his 17th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. God willing, he's the author of Instant Profits and Making Your Business Pay, and also Achieving World-Class Profit Improvement. You're starting to get the picture. He's focused on helping you and me become more profitable, because you got to have cash to stay alive, my friends. But you can't sustain life in your business without profits. One is oxygen and the other is nourishment. Cash is oxygen and profits are nourishment. And you got to have both if you're going to sustain your business. And nobody knows how to help us with that more than our good friend Steve Martin. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. Always great to talk to you.
It's good to have you back. So you've been doing some work and some contemplation on this word called stubborn, a stubborn word. And I don't even know what you're talking about. What does that mean? How does that apply?
Well, Jim, there's an interesting factor that's involved in all entrepreneurism, and that's determination.
Yeah.
Right? Determination. That's what I know. If we weren't determined, we wouldn't overcome those obstacles. We wouldn't overcome the naysayers and create the tremendous small business economy that we have here.
Right.
But on the other side of that, I think, Jim, if we go too far, we run into the range of being stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
Stubbornness.
Yeah, and the hardest made of stubbornness is denial.
Absolutely, and I think one of the characteristics of stubbornness is, in fact, the denial of the facts and the realities, an inability to actually assess the situation reasonably and make the appropriate business decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that I've contemplated a long time is how do I know when I'm being prudent, when I'm taking prudent risk, and then how do I know when prudent risk crosses over into foolhardy?
And, you know, that's a great question. What have you figured out?
Well, I think it has to do with how much I'm attached to my idea. And, you know, I try to remind people that love is for lovers. This is business. Don't fall in love with your project. You know, you can fall in love with your business. But the main thing is, and of course you've heard me say this before, Steve, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, it's just not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Absolutely.
And when you fall in love with how you do it, then that's how you wander over into foolhardy and into being stubborn.
So when we find ourselves not in a position where we're not able to make that dispassionate business decision, then we may be at risk.
Yeah, here's a good example, I think, and I've been on both sides of this. If you're whatever you're working on is not working out, how is that hitting you emotionally? Is it making you angry at the world for not accepting your idea? Or is it making you angry at your idea for not working out? If you can be a little bit grumpy and a little bit impatient with your idea, then you're probably got a pretty healthy approach. But if you start blaming other things besides your idea on what is the, on it not working, then you're probably wandering over into the stubborn. What do you think, Steve?
I think that's a great way to consider it. A good set of criteria. I've run into a couple of clients in the last year that just have what were great business ideas at mm-hmm. one time, and the world changed, you know, yep. 2008.
It happens,
yeah. Just as an example, the age of the customer is as another example. And they're finding that business concepts that they had that were absolutely perfect a couple of years ago are no longer working.
And they're in love with those, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, they just won't let go, and it's sucking the cash right out of their businesses.
And they haven't figured out that they can still love their business. They just can't love how they do business. And we'll come back. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Steve Martin. He's the best. ProfitPro.us is his website. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.